umbrella. What's it for? For rain? Is that it? The umbrella is for protection, right? So when I open this umbrella up, what happens? It goes up and it shields me from what's outside, whether it's the sun or rain or maybe your parents. You don't want to see them. Right? That's protection. Can you hold this? I can't hold and read and talk and all at the same time. So anyhow, the umbrella came to me here some time ago as a subject, even before I was asked to have children's lesson. I was thinking about the umbrella. What does it do for us? The umbrella is truly a protection for all kinds of things. And I had to think of an umbrella like this as our parents, our grandparents. They're a protection over us, like Josh and Diane. They protect their children. All of us that have children or those that are looking to have children want to have a protection over our children. And sometimes as grandparents, speaking for myself, that is, we have more protection over our grandchildren, or we think we want to have more protection over our grandchildren, than what we do over our own children. So I am truly inspired this morning. Victor sort of took some of my story that I was going to relate this morning. And he read part of that, but that's okay. I've got in Mark 10, 13 through 16, it talks about where Jesus and the little children, where the little children was out here in the crowd, and Jesus was up here talking, and he said, "Let all the little children come unto me." So, in verse 13 it says, And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. And when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter in therein." And he took them up into his arms and put his hands upon them and blessed them. So how many of us would have wanted to have been there to see this or to experience Jesus' hands coming over and touching him, touching the little child? Wouldn't have that been a special time? What about when you wake up and you have a tummy ache? What do you do? "Mom, my tummy hurts." Then your mom comes over and she puts her arm around you. "It'll be just fine. I'll get you some medicine to take care of that." That's exactly what Jesus was doing. He was taking care of the little children. He was telling them that it'll be okay. I'm right here. Don't be scared. Jesus is right here amongst us. So then I have an example in 1 Kings 5. First Kings 5, 1 through 4, 2 Kings 5, I'm sorry, 2 Kings 5. This is the story that I think all of us know quite well. This is the story about Naaman, where Naaman, that little maid, a little girl, I just picture a little girl about the size of these little girls, was stolen from her family. and was taken to another land, a place where she didn't know where she was going. Her parents weren't there. Her grandparents weren't there no more. Who protected her? I think it was just God that was protecting her. She was under a big hand that said, "It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. I'll take care of you." But something happened here in this story that I felt was pretty inspiring to me. You know, that this little maid had the courage to speak out. How many of you little girls would have the courage of speaking out if you was in a strange land? A land where you probably wouldn't even barely be able to communicate with them. Because they wouldn't understand what you were saying, and you wouldn't understand what they were saying. That would have been sort of scary. But this little maid talked to her mistress. Now, Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, and because by him the Lord had given deliverance into Syria, he was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. What was leprosy? Can someone tell me what leprosy was? Leprosy turned your skin. It would almost like rot your skin. That's what happened with leprosy. Leprosy, your skin turned white. You didn't feel good. It made you sick. And after a while, you just died from it. That's how serious it was. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, "Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him from his leprosy." She had true faith. She knew that if Naaman would go there and talk with the prophet could heal him. Maybe not the prophet could heal him, but through the prophet, God could heal him. She told Naaman's wife that if your husband would go there over to Israel, he could be healed. She was just a little girl. Do you think that her so-called mom is going to listen to her now? Whew, scary. So Naaman went. We all know this story. Naaman went, and he didn't want to do what was called from him to do. He wanted to do it his own way. We heard about that this morning. Victor was talking about taking our own way. That's not the way we should do it. We should listen, be able to listen, and then be able to take encouragement, to be able to do what was said to us. And then I have an example in Timothy, 2 Timothy 1. This is an example of Timothy in his young ministry days, where Paul came to him and encouraged him. Verse 5 says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be thou therefore ashamed. Be thou not ashamed. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." So if we get under the umbrella, if we get under the umbrella, we've got protection. The umbrella can be, it can be your parents, it can be your grandpa, grandma. And when you get to the age of your parents, what's this going to be for them? If I hold this over Josh and Diane, who's the protection here? Who is it, Josh? It's God. God is this protection. So today, just as little children, we got to have some kind of protection. We want the protection. So we want protection of our parents, our grandparents. But then when we grow up, we want this to be God. Not the umbrella to be God, but God to be the protection over us. So then I was going to tell the story of Jonah. But Victor already told that story this morning. But there's part of that story that I'd like to relate that he touched on just a little bit this morning. And that is that Jonah wasn't willing to have this protection. He wanted to take his own way. What happened? What happened when Jonah took his own way? He got swallowed up by that big fish. First of all, they took a vote. Who is at fault in this boat? You? Nope, it's the man down there that was sleeping on the bottom deck. He was asleep. He forgot about this protection that he wanted to have. He forgot about that. He ran, to begin with, he ran the opposite direction. This morning, we don't want to run the opposite direction. We want to be under the umbrella of God. That's the representation here this morning. The umbrella is our protection from Satan. He can shield us. So with that, let's not forget that our protection is not in our own strength. Our protection is with God through our parents and our grandparents. Let's pray, and then we can go back to your parents. Kind Heavenly Father, we come before Thee this morning with grateful and thankful hearts, dear Lord, for the children. We ask, dear Lord, that You would just guide, lead, and direct us. Guide, lead, and direct them, dear Lord, that they could feel You, that they could see You through parents, through grandparents, dear Lord. We pray, dear Lord, that You would just protect them and keep them as they go from day to day. We ask, dear Lord, that You would just bless and keep them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come see me after church. I've got a little snack for you then.